This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Says they always need a shower after Ask an Attorney. I don't know if it's because of the callers or because of Larry the lawyer, but I mean,
maybe a combination.
I mean, it's pretty interesting questions I thought this week. I mean,
very much so.
Everybody has something that they would ask an attorney. The Kobe Bryant stuff is interesting because a texter pointed out during the break that the two of them had a pact that they wouldn't fly on a helicopter together.
Yeah, which is
so
smart.
Yes, smart, but would you be able to use that in some kind of a potential lawsuit if you're trying to defend yourself as the company and say they knew that there was risk involved?
I don't think so.
You don't?
I mean, my mom has a policy that we can't fly. Like, we went to Italy as a family years back, like 10 years ago, and she would not let my entire family fly on the same plane because she's like, if that plane goes down, we're all gone. So,
well, wouldn't you all want to go down together, though?
No.
As opposed to being like the one, you'd rather be the one person?
No, at least you want some of the family to survive.
Have a designated survivor guy. Yeah, there's an inherent danger, obviously, but I think that's just assumed in their case, and that was smart of them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. I don't think the helicopter company can say, like,
no.
Hey, we operate this risky business,
yeah,
and
you knew.
They understood in advance. Like, there are waivers you obviously sign, but I think you go into this believing that they're not going to operate under conditions that would be considered suspect or dangerous.
I don't think I would file a suit. Obviously, I don't know. I can't put myself in Vanessa Bryant's shoes. But I feel like this forces you to relive such a horrific event in a way that's not necessary. Because obviously, they have more than enough money. They don't require the funds needed.
Yeah. I wonder if the lawyer said, you need to file the lawsuit to protect Kobe's estate. Like, in other words, out of everybody on the helicopter, you have the most to lose.
Right.
And therefore, you know, he was the one who, that was his pilot, correct?
Yes.
And he was the one who, I'm assuming, said, fly with me up to the game.
I'll give you guys a ride.
Yes.
So this could be almost like a countermeasure deployed by her lawyers just for protection's sake.
Yeah, because it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty quick to go to file a suit and go right after them.
Sure.
Right quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Hey, Greg,
yes.
Wiggy is going to be insufferable today with Dale and Keith and with us on Friday. Ben Volen just posted the story, Beware the Buccaneers in the Tom Brady Free Agency Showdown.
Ah, Volen.
So
Jesus,
there it is.
Volen.
Yesterday, Wiggy was telling us all about how the Bucs were a legit threat, that Giselle would be happy to go play in Tampa Bay, and now Ben Volen, the biggest troll in Boston, mm-hmm. is saying that that's a real thing.
Oh, Wiggy
well,
says that
GM
it's real.
And it Arians were just, you know, blabbering on and on about door number two yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, that to you, Ken, is a big indicator.
Oh, my God, of course. And Arians is known to covet, you know, that, you know, big name quarterbacks. Want to hear some Arians? I mean, he goes on and on.
You said just now on the podium, you haven't made it yet.
No, we have a plan. We're just not telling anybody.
Okay. What else do you need to see or know?
Oh, nothing.
You've made up your mind.
Yeah, we're pretty close. We know what we're going to do, and we still just got to see who else is available, because you have to do your due diligence. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
Okay. You want to tell? You look at the camera and tell him.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Text him. You've said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with, like, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there. You don't know what trades might happen. So you really don't know who is behind door number two yet. Then you can make a decision.
How is it that Nick has yet to wish Tom and Giselle a happy 11th wedding anniversary?
Is that today?
It is today. Giselle just posted a lovely photo of the two of them.
I was waiting for 10:01, so I didn't have to get the fanniversary trolls in the back box coming after me. Greg, if that doesn't tell you that they are going to come after him, guns blazing, offer sheet, rich with hundreds of millions of tax-free Florida dollars. Did you watch? Maybe you didn't see Hard Knocks with the Cardinals a couple of years ago. Arians is charismatic, looks like a ton of fun to play with, relates to the players well.
The opposite of Bill Belichick?
Exactly. The only thing that's comparable between the two is probably height, weight, and age. Other than that, Belichick is anti-Arians, and if Tom just wants to go have fun and wing it for a couple of years, that's where he should go. He will put up near 2007 numbers, if at least in year one, if he goes to Tampa. And that's why I've been on that for almost 2 months. I'm the first one here. Hogwash. Hogwash, fiddlesticks, and everything else.
Stay for 2 months.
I'm 50-50 on that take.
Nope. I was the first one at the station to say it, and I will stick to it. I've got the audio to back it up.
Okay.
From the award-winning Marconi... loving oddballs in early January.
If it's set on oddballs, does it really happen?
No.
Go to another picture of Greg, you stick.
Hey, I'll show Greg the picture. I mean, the response you had. You loved that tweet. There.
I know, right?
How do you not? It's like I told Curtis, like, at least now I understand the full specter and I respect, like, your troll karate, because it just it knows no boundaries.
What were they, 7-9?
Mm-hmm.
Without the interceptions, what would you guess they would have been?
I mean, he threw 30 picks, which is, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Greg, and all
the
fumbles.
It's hard to strip that away.
He had like 40 turnovers last year, Greg. Tom Brady had 8 picks, which was kind of high for him as well, and a couple fumbles. You put Tom Brady down there, you increase the touchdowns by 40%, let's say Brady throws
10-6, but I mean
you're 11-5 easily. I think they could challenge the Saints for the NFC South, even if that's not as shoe-in a playoff spot as we'll say Tennessee would be for him. Tampa would be the most fun if Brady wants to have an anti-Patriots fun season.
And their schedule, just looking at their opponents next year, they have a very easy schedule in comparison to the Patriots, especially with the Falcons and the Panthers having down years.
Greg, the number one hardest schedule in 2020 is the Patriots. The hardest schedule in the NFL. You want to get away from that? You want to get paid $30 million? Go golfing? Unlimited steaks and shrimp? Go to Pinchers all you want and the Tampa outpost of Pinchers?
I don't think the Florida people would welcome the TB12 lifestyle.
No.
They don't seem
No.
Do you think they would?
I think they would.
Tampa's sneaky big.
They're like happy hour and...
Yeah.
They love their happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Appetizers and... I don't know.
Those are the people that think they need help and then they buy the book and don't do anything.
They don't. No, they're not buying
suckers.
The book
Those
guy.
Are the people that you want.
Yeah.
Talking about happy hour, you can have a concussion water teeny with the Brady electrolytes.
Do you know that only 15% of people that belong to a gym actually go on a weekly basis?
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this texter says they do have the best pair of wide receivers in the NFL.
And they have two tight ends. And if they re-sign Breshad Perriman, they'll have three burners and they'll have two quality tight ends. They will just be, and you know what else? They got draft picks and tons of money. Trade for Le'Veon Bell. He's dying to get out of the Jets. If they need a back, or sign Melvin Gordon away from the Los San Diego Chargers, and you have an offense that every team would lose nights of sleep preparing for.
Bruce Arians was asked if Jameis Winston needs LASIK. He said he has no trouble seeing the guys. He has trouble seeing the scoreboard. It doesn't sound like a great endorsement.
Okay.
I mean, and with a coach with a sense of humor, too.
They corrected for close vision, not distance. What's so hard to figure out about that?
Come on.
All right. Time for us to get to what is trending.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. More Brady Watch trending. N'Keal Harry talked to Willie McGinnis on NFL Total Access yesterday. Here was his cryptic response about who's going to throw him the ball next year.
You know, in my position, I just have to be ready regardless of who it is, whether it's Tom or somebody else.
Uh-oh. Tom or somebody else.
Or somebody else.
I mean, the players have to be in the dark, too. I mean, Edelman's posting Instagram stuff, right?
Yeah. So
they're trying to curry favor one way or the other. Anthony Lynn met the media yesterday as well, the Chargers head coach. I think this probably, I don't want to say it's definitive, but he's talking about Brady in glowing terms.
I've heard that too. You know, I prefer a winning quarterback. You don't have to be mobile. I believe that guy in New England won a lot. He's not very mobile.
He loves Tom Brady.
To avoid tampering, that guy in New England, we call him. The guy in New England, 12.
And Vrabel was chatty, so interesting day at the combine yesterday, to be sure. Celtics beat Portland 118-106, 36 from Tatum. Back-to-back for the Seas there in Utah tonight. That's 10:30 tip time at the Vivint Smart Home Arena.
He's having an unbelievable year.
Definitely. And still no word on Kemba Walker, though.
Yeah.
When they come back. Rare dud from the Bruins, 5-2 loss. So you were up in the new ninth floor section, the new fan section up there. The Rafters.
Yeah. It's great.
Seats are not tight? Seats are good?
No, seats are not tight at all. Great seats. Had a great time. I mean, horrible effort by the Bruins last night.
But
so,
a good take?
But if you want it. You can join it. It's like you join the club. Like it's, I think it's called the 1924 Society. Ken, you would know what year the Bruins start.
Yeah, 24.
And you join it, and then you have guaranteed tickets for any game, concert, anything going on at the Garden that you want. So it's really cool up there. Rafters is what they call it.
Not to be an alarmist, but the coronavirus couldn't you see like major cancellations of games for weeks at a time if this thing spirals out of control?
You firmly believe that the Olympics are done?
I think they're done for sure, based on the location. Yeah. I can't imagine they go through that.
There will be no Olympics. I mean,
it's getting scary for sure. Sox Pirates 105 on AM 850, the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Today, it's the Greg Hill Show.
Just learned from the Federal Communications Commission that there were some 1,300 formal complaints filed post Super Bowl halftime show.
Many of them comparing the halftime show to a porno show or a strip club act. Filed by viewers in 49 states, according to WFAA. One critic from Illinois, according to a report in the New York Post, said that the performance was disgusting and offensive and couldn't believe that it was allowed to be aired while minors were watching.
Which state was the only one that did not have a complaint?
I'm trying to find that now.
California.
I was thinking about moving there for Corona anyways, where I could just live off potatoes like the Martian.
By the way, I just saw this on the internet. Corona cure is full russet potato, frozen russet potato inserted
right there
into your body.
Okay.
And you got to sit on it for 3 days and you're all set.
Vermont was the only state that had no complaints.
Oh, really?
Of course it was. Mm-hmm. I knew all along. Yeah. Come to Camp Bernie. It's a good time for all.
The state with the most complaints, which is a little surprising to me. Well, I guess conservative, but Texas.
Really?
I mean, everything's bigger in Texas. Well, including the boobies and the hair.
Yeah.
And there are, I mean, you know, women in Texas are typically, like, done up a lot. So.
Well, that's where fake boobs were invented.
Yeah. In surprising
Houston.
To me.
So Texas had the most complaint. Who's complaining to the FCC about a halftime show?
One viewer complained before the halftime show was even concluded. from Michigan.
Like a formal complaint?
A formal complaint lodged with the FCC during the performance.
Is that on the phone or like you have the number ready to go?
I'm guessing most of the people that filed complaints probably are telephone users.
You think so?
And not maybe the internet people. Yeah. But could be more than that.
1,300 complaints.
One viewer from Tennessee likened the halftime show to content seen on X-rated television and, quote, said, quote, "I do not subscribe to the Playboy channel." Does that even still exist? "We do not buy porn for $20 a flick. We simply wanted to sit down as a family and watch the Super Bowl."
It was a little jarring. Come on. I mean, you have to admit. I mean, I was captivated.
Have you seen any cheer competitions?
This from a guy who's obsessed with the volleyball scene in Charmed or whatever it was.
Oh, the mermaid scene.
Alyssa Milano is sweating again.
But these people are watching with their children. That's different. I mean,
what are they doing up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night? They should be in bed. The wonderful world of Disney is already over.
Let me introduce you to my party people.
I will say, Greg, there was a significant uptake that week. As much as I was in favor of the halftime show, there was a significant uptake that week in requests from the then 6-year-old, now 7-year-old, and explaining why there were so many colorful crotches and vibrant contacts.
Yeah, but Thomas
wanted to know a lot. He's like, but she touched his crotch.
I love
she was in the general area of his privates.
But was that a problem for you? Like, I mean, as a parent, like, do you...
For me, no. For
Dad
the lady,
doesn't
Mrs.,
have
yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, I have just a Ken bump, so
right,
it doesn't matter.
Mrs.
You're a eunuch.
So Mrs. Nick was upset about that.
She just thought it was a little extreme. She didn't mind, but then she didn't realize there would also be this much fallout. And I'm sure there were probably a lot of other households where people asked about the superhero costumes or the lack thereof. And all of the crotch gestures.
I mean, they had an ass off. They literally had an ass off. I mean, it was glorious, but it was an ass off.
You guys are an ass off.
My superpower is nudity.
I mean, I guess if it created some kind of a conversation with your kids that you didn't want to have, then maybe...
Oh, like, that doesn't happen every day, right?
I'm fine with it, but there are, I'm not surprised at all it comes from Texas, because, yes, in Highland Park, they wear multi-$1,000 outfits and have propped up boobs, but at the same time, isn't Texas just God-fearing country of like, isn't it just like family church football?
Yeah.
So I you mean, can understand they're very chaste.
That's where a lot, isn't that where a lot of the mega churches are, is
yes.
Texas? And so there's a lot of people who are.
Lakewood.
People are very religious.
Lakewood. You know, in Hubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
Zerubbabel would not approve.
Corpus Christi.
Everything in Texas is mega.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
The guns, the churches, the boobs.
I used to go there for Thanksgiving all the time, and the football stadiums for the high schools are twice the size of Alumni Stadium at BC.
Yeah, you could honestly play XFL games in some of the high school football stadiums in Texas.
Here's a text from a Maine listener listening in the Saco region.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Who says that they were basically wearing the same kind of outfits that you see on Dancing with the Stars. Why aren't they complaining about
Seriously.
That to the
right.
FCC?
Yeah.
Well, there's probably people tuning in to the Super Bowl
that weren't expecting.
Theoretically, that don't watch a lot of other television, right. I guess. That's like their one thing a year, maybe.
By comparison, the FCC logged 540,000 complaints after the Janet Jackson, quote-unquote, wardrobe malfunction. Yeah.
How many complaints after Adam Levine took his shirt off? Probably none.
Zero.
Right?
Because all the mothers love that.
We've actually received a lot of complaints about your white shirt this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis, you're going to get yourself, you and I are going to have to settle this man to man, some kind of a duel or something like that
to
keep this up. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
And ladies. And
Hello.
Ladies, I'm sorry.
No problem.
All these people that are complaining about the halftime show, yes, they're all parents. I understand that. But I want all those parents to go into their kids' phones mm-hmm. and their kids' computers and see what and listen to what they're listening to for music and what they're watching on TV. And then tell me if you have a leg to stand on about complaining about the freaking halftime show.
Not my son. Not little Johnny. Well, he would never.
I like how all these people who are calling the FCC or writing to the FCC and complaining compare it to a porn show. Like, how do they know what a porn show looks like?
Right.
I mean, because
they're just, porn show. Just assuming.
Or a strip joint. Like, they're like, it's like the same thing I saw at a strip joint. And it was wildly outrageous.
Or so
offensive.
My husband's credit card that keeps coming back from the Foxy lady has told me.
Here's one. That's John's Steakhouse, by the way. Here's one email from Croswell, Michigan. Really? An R-rated halftime show? I chose not to go see the R-rated movie Hustlers, but did not expect to see so much nastiness on TV. To bend over and show that thin piece of fabric, excuse me, I'll read it verbatim, that thin piece, if fabric, between her butt cheeks crossed the line.
Right on the butt cheek.
It wasn't a concert. It was a football game being broadcast into my home by a local station by the airwaves, B for families to watch together. How rude and obscene. It wasn't the beach or a resort. It was my living room, point.
What's these people don't go to the beach then because they're going to see a thong?
Right. The thong.
Oh, like, seriously?
Really? I mean, meanwhile, she has copies of Magic Mike and the Full Monty on DVD at her house. Stop it.
Why not nip it in the butt?
Rhode Island, this was at least PG-13. There needed to be parental guidance. Little kids love football, but the display of sex was over the top.
Well, this texter's saying the issue is that it's a different time zone in Texas, and so little kids were watching.
Oh, honest to God, I hate America. I hate what we've become.
Oh, yeah.
It's right? So pathetic and embarrassing. It's
no
a race to be
laws.
Offended. We all want to be offended. Nobody actually is. We don't actually know what is or is not offensive.
It's
but you don't have kids, Curtis. Neither do you, Danielle. So you can't speak
on
the subject.
I'm friends with kids. Oh, I get it.
I am a kid. I can speak on it.
That's true.
Was your daughter watching
the
Super
Bowl? No, she wasn't, thankfully, and she's too young. But I can empathize.
Oh, you can.
With Nick.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Pitbull was singing a song about female butts. It was too early in the day to sing a song about sex on what should have been a family show.
Twerk that.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
What's the song about female butts?
I don't know which song he did. I'll have to look it up.
What's the Pitbull song about female butts?
Any Pitbull song?
At least it wasn't the skate pod.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Greg, this is perfect. They finally turned on each other. Mm-hmm. This is what we've always wanted.
Hello, Scott.
Yes. What's up, Greg? Good morning.
What's going on? Hey, Scott, have you called the Christian station yet?
No, ever since I learned that it wasn't local. I was hoping it was going to be local in Boston. Then I was going to troll them at least once, like I said, and request Howie for Hub National now. Not yet. Yet being the operative of term.
You know, they don't...
All right, Greg, let me...
Scott, they don't have any commercials over there. It's all listener support, and it comes from the 1,300 people who complained to the FCC about the halftime show.
Unbelievable. Well, good segue into my call.
Yes.
Let me preface this call by saying this. I think I might still be drunk from last night's Bruins game. Greg, I was looking for you in between periods.
I was there.
There last night.
I was right there. I was enjoying a delicious slice of pizza.
How do you say it? Hulu. Yulu. Chulu? What is it? A Yulu?
A Euro.
A Euro?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Chulu.
What's the drink? The
it's
seltzer.
A Cthulhu.
You can get a
Cthulhu. Oh, yes, Cthulhu. Yep.
I'm supporting your sponsors, Greg. Come on now. I'm trying hard. But good game. Calgary's a good team. That was a great hockey game last night.
It was a horrible. The Bruins were horrible last night. They should have won that game.
Greg, first game. Listen, I had money on Calgary. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I did. Not big. Why? Yeah. First game home, Ken, who's the hockey guy? Ken's a hockey guy. He'll tell you the same. First game home from a Western Canadian trip, which the Bruins had just, they always lose the first game back home. Always.
Wow,
that was free money. Calgary was plus 180. That was a great bet. Yeah. All right. Halftime show. Real quick. In and out. 40 seconds.
Yes.
The best one ever, period, was U2 after 9/11. Don't even argue that because you're wrong if you try to.
Okay.
But could I throw a few pieces of advice? I'm going to lead with you, Greg, your favorite. I really am still buzzed, I think. I spoke up. All right. Bruce. Why not Bruce halftime show? There's one.
Bruce has done it.
Bruce did. Really?
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Well, that
yes.
just. Oh, hold on. Here's four quick ones. Zeppelin, Metallica, Dire Straits, Eric Clapton, Alice in Chains. Let's see
that. That was five.
Yeah, that's...
Four is the new five. Dire Straits would really light up the 65 and up classic rock.
Dire Straits is a good band.
Craig, listen, Sultans of Swing is one of my favorite songs of all time, but that's not exactly electric halftime show.
I wouldn't put them in the same class as... Like if you got Page and Plant to do it or something, but I don't know.
All would. Those bands have half the members dead. I mean,
I know.
What's Alice in Chains?
Why can't we have? Why can't we have? You know, like holograms do it. If people are paying money to go see the Whitney hologram, how about the John Bonham hologram?
Yeah, you're right. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
Hey. And a good morning, young lady.
Hello.
So I'm one of those people that Curtis doesn't like, I guess. Well, see, here's the thing with the halftime show.
Yes.
If I'm watching that halftime show, my brothers and my guy friends, I don't have an issue. My wife wouldn't have an issue. Okay? Unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I'm watching it with my 15-year-old daughter.
Yep.
My 13-year-old daughter.
Yep.
Felt a lot bit uncomfortable. Okay, I'm not calling the FCC saying, take it off. You know what I mean? I'm not doing all that crap. But for what they were doing and how they were dancing and, you know, the guy staring at a rear end, and it just gave out a vibe, you know. And I look at my, and I as soon as it happened, look at my oldest daughter, and I go, and I both of them actually, and I go, you know what? That's not, you know, that's not cool. You know, you're not going to dance like that. You're not going to, you know what I mean?
Mike, do they watch MTV?
No, they're really not into MTV.
Nobody's watched MTV in the last 10 years.
Still on?
Okay. Curtis is a big challenge.
Have you seen music videos?
Music videos? What are you talking about?
He's got a point.
Some of the shows
Curtis
watch,
is like,
right?
Curtis is like, Mike, do they watch American Bandstand?
Did you see the way Marilyn McCoo was dressed on Solid Gold last Saturday?
Have you seen America's Funniest Videos?
No, Mike, but I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
They are going to dance like that.
No.
Because of Shakira or J-Lo. It's just what people have done since the dawn of time.
I meant my daughters wouldn't dance like that.
No, but they are. I mean, do you think that they're gonna? Do you think they're gonna do it because
with
they
a pole? No.
I know.
I'm not gonna dance with a pole, Greg. It's just not gonna trust over my dead body.
Yeah. okay. I don't know. I just like. Didn't it give you an opportunity to discuss, you know, something with them? You could also shut it off.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be, you know, like I said, now if they were in their 30s, I probably wouldn't have had an issue with it. It's just that they were teenagers. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. Listen, there's 1,300 people who complained. So, I mean, it's
a lot of all caps emails, too.
Oh, there's a lot of all caps emails.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm offended.
But, I mean, does that guy go and check out their phones every day to see what they're like? What the 15-year-old is like watching on her phone?
They know better.
I mean,
they would never.
I mean, it's so easy for them to follow salacious takes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's just all out there. But, hey, you know, you shake a little booty.
But you want
on a halftime show
to have a conversation. Do you want to have that conversation with your daughter? I mean,
yeah, you have to.
You have to, Ken. Yes.
Who wants to be thrown into that jarringly right in the middle of the football game?
It's the most like awkward. Wait till your daughter goes. Wait till your daughter wants to get on the pill. I mean, I've been through this whole entire thing. You're sitting there as a dad. You're like, oh, all right.
So, I mean,
you have to have those conversations, Ken. I hate
you're an alumnus.
I'm not an alumnus. I'm just telling you, you have to. All right. Speaking of Wiggy, is Wiggy going to join us for the crossover?
Sure will.
All right. Crossover is coming up next.
I can't believe it. Right. White girl got some ass. I want to see it. Right. Black girl got an ass. It ain't a secret.
My lord, what's going on with you?
Oh, hello, Jermaine.
Did you bring this with you?
Is that Flo Rida?
I hope Mike and his daughters aren't listening right now.
I saw this on MTV last night.
I know, that's the kind of content you see on MTV.
It's 2020, man.
If only we had the live cameras rolling so people could see Ken and Curtis dancing in there.
Yeah. Big ass.
Speaking of white girls.
2020, big asses are in. When Sir Mix-a-Lot said it was like, whoa, wait a second. We don't want no ass that looks like that. Oh, my God. Look at her booty. Now it's like, how can I get a black girl ass?
Are they in?
Oh,
they
what? Are? Yeah, everybody living under a rock?
Everybody wants, like, the implants.
I think Kim Kardashian was, like, the first to get this trend going.
Yeah.
For the, is she white? She's like Armenian, right?
Yeah.
Right. So
she's that's it.
Yeah.
Right. So she,
sure. Yeah, we'll so go with that.
She got it going for the, you know, the white women. Uh-huh. Like, oh wow.
The pronounced shelf.
Uh-huh. Kim Kardashian's butt.
Nice. Kim Kardashian, Jen Selter, and then Yannick Garcia. That was like the kind of trajectory. Well, with the butts.
You know, we always used to have this debate in the locker room. it was kind of a debate. It was
locker
just,
room talk?
Yeah, it was locker room talk, right? And it was just the difference the way white guys and black guys looked at butts. White guys look it from straight behind.
Yeah.
So they like to see that little, like, you know, that little, like,
the peach emoji.
The W shape, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're brothers, we look at it from the side. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So we want to see that slope. Like, we want that that mountain. Mm-hmm. They're like, ooh, girl, turn to the side. It's like, wait a second. Where'd your ass go? Your back goes straight to the back of your ankles.
What's up, Wiggy? Anything good?
Same old.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what is up? I was thinking about it because I heard you guys talking about it a little bit, and I was on my drive in, and I started thinking, Tennessee's not a good spot.
Why?
I don't think Tennessee works out for Brady. And I don't think it works out because Vrabel and Brady working together, I don't think it's a good mix.
Why?
Because if you know Vrabel, Vrabel's attitude is he's the top dog. He's the alpha male. This is his show. He runs it a certain way. And I don't know if that's going to really be able to gel with Brady.
But wouldn't that be different if you were teammates with a guy for a long time?
No, teammates is different. Teammates is completely different because he's playing defense. I'm playing offense. We're on, you know, different sides of the football. Or even if we're on the same, we're teammate. We're at the same level, right? Now we're not at the same level no more. Now Vrabel is...
He's the boss.
He's the boss. And we know Vrabel's kind of attitude, his kind of his character. He's kind of very you know, it's my way. This is how we do things around here. And he's got a lot of success from doing it his way. And now Brady comes in, and we all know Brady's kind of the way he looks at certain things. I think that one, it could be like two Rams going at each other, even though they might be friends and they were teammates. But it's a different dynamic, coach and player.
What do you think about Tampa, as you would say?
Oh, yes, Tampa. That's my spot.
That's your spot.
Yeah, I think that's the best personnel grouping out there. You want to go to a place where you got the best weapons around you on offense? It's Tampa.
Nick says he was the first to say that, Wiggy. He disputes your claim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might have been. I don't know. I don't need the credit. But at the end of the day, that's when you look at it, that is the best place for Brady to go to if he wants to be surrounded by top-notch weapons.
So you said by Tuesday you want to hear positive Patriots Brady talk out of the combine. Did anything that happened yesterday affect your opinion in any way, shape, or form?
No, because, oh, you mean with the whole Tom Curran thing?
Any of that. Anybody saying anything about Tom? I mean,
no, because
Ken's
I think they're going to
be up in arms all morning about it.
It's Wiggy's dream. They talked to a kicker, and they spoke to Jake Fromm, who he says is going to be a bum in the NFL.
Yeah, but the one thing that does kind of have me going, you know, it's like the old Arsenio Hall, things that make me go, is when they asked the quarterback for Oregon State if
how he would handle being post Brady.
Right. And the reason why I think they do that is because I think they want to see what these quarterbacks are going to say, but they're also doing it because they know that it's going to be difficult for the next guy, especially if Brady's still playing and he's at another team. It's going to be extremely difficult for that next guy. And I think that's them saying, I don't think it's a good move for us to move on from Brady. We need to let Brady retire or walk away on his own.
22 days of this.
Yep.
21.
Yep. 21.
21 days of this.
How only do you not weeks. See that as a problem? You're replacing Brady, and Brady is playing in, you know, City X, throwing touchdowns all over the place. And every media remember here in New England, is asking Bill, did you see what Tom did the other day? Or asking the starting quarterback, hey, Stidham, you threw two interceptions. Brady threw three touchdowns.
I thought they ignored the noise, Wiggy.
Man, whatever. We heard Brady say on national television after, what was it, that the Was it the AFC Championship?
Talking to Tracy Wolfson after they beat the Chargers before they played KC. Like, everyone says we suck. Right. You know, people think we can't win.
But, I mean, they're not going to be
able to. Don't let them fool you with that.
That's
just a sign they put outside.
But that scenario
that's state media right there.
That scenario is going to happen eventually. I mean, yeah, you can't just keep – like, that's not a reason to sign Tom Brady.
But is it,
so your next quarterback doesn't have to deal with the media.
But
that's going to happen anyway.
But isn't it different if – Tom Brady just retires and the next quarterback has to deal with it?
I mean,
versus if Tom Brady's still playing?
Yes.
I think it's...
So you're just going to wait him out. So if he wants to play until he's 48, just keep waiting him out
so
that the quarterback never has to deal with it.
No, we ultimately all think that he's only going to play for two more years. Right?
You do? I mean, Guerrero said four on this show.
That's nuts. The accrual of injuries the last 2 years is just going to keep compounding, especially if he stays someplace where he's got to throw his arm out and be throwing the ball over 50 times a game from November through January, and he gets whacked by the line. Because last year, the line was much better in 18. The line was not so good in 19, and who knows what they're going to put up there for 2020.
And if you're saying four more years, well, then doesn't that mean wherever he goes, he's going to want a four-year deal? Mm-hmm. But everybody's been talking 2 years.
Yep.
Go now on. He's like, Alex, I think I can go like 46 or 47.
46 or 47.
Okay, just stop it.
It's TB12. We got to make sure everybody knows I can still play on this TB12.
We can all admit now that Wiggy believes that bulletin board material impacts the players on the field and that they hear outside.
No, they hear it. I've
thought about that for weeks.
No, they hear it. I said they hear it. They just don't do it, them as players. But they definitely hear it.
They're distracted by what we say.
No, they're not distracted. See, there's a difference there. They don't let it distract them and affect their performance.
Interested in adjusting your lack of concern about the coronavirus based on the fact
that
based on the fact the president will address the nation tonight with the CDC?
Well, the president, he's going to address it because the stock market has fallen. He's going to say, hey, listen, there's nothing to see with this coronavirus. The stock market has been at the height of its, you know, since it started, and now all of a sudden we got all these people to the left saying that the coronavirus is, you know, he's going to go do his Trump thing.
Right. Namaste.
There you go.
Listen, enjoy
Trump for four more years. Corona's going to last probably another 6 months.
We got a family that's quarantined in Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
That's not, you're not worried about quarantines?
He's not going to Western Mass.
Nothing
worries you whatsoever.
I told you, most people, when you're not talking about it to them, mm-hmm. they're probably talking more about Brady and is he going to come back than coronavirus.
The mm-hmm. halftime butt off or whatever Ken calls it.
Ass off.
That's a, you know, the coronaviruses, the Triple E, Ebola, that's all WPS, man.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
It's all
ACC, SEC, CDC. They're all down south.
Yeah,
Wiggy's played them all and beat them all.
I'll tell you, it's all WPS.
Really?
Yeah, BPS, man. They worry about, man, am I going to get shot going to the convenience store?
So the concern about the coronavirus, that's WPS?
Yeah, all day long, man. All day long. That's soccer mom driving her kid to school. Hey, make sure you tell PS's. It's either W or B.
Okay.
And
that's
so,
it.
Like, you know. We get like the Dominicans and mm-hmm. Puerto Ricans. They mm-hmm. fall into BPS.
Okay.
You know, your WPS gets like the Asians.
Oh, okay.
And, you
know, right.
I think it's time to wrap.
I'm
pretty sure.
See what I'm saying?
You
this
want
is going
to wrap? All right.
Even I'm getting uncomfortable.
I'm going to hand him another shovel.
Shovel for what?
Keep digging.
I ain't digging.
We got to deal with China,
man.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Dale and Keith today, what are you guys going to talk Tom
We're
Brady?
Talking Brady. We're talking new CBA.
Bruins.
John Butchergross is on with us.
Ooh, I love Butch.
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, not a great effort from the Bruins last night, but that's okay.
You know.
They just came off the road trip.
Yeah, well.
All right.
It's all about the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, get out of here. You guys are getting nervous.
Yeah.
I'm getting nervous.
You got to get rid of the Ebola and the SARS.
Curtis is losing his mind. I was like,
I like Wiggy.
Let's keep going.
Hey, listen.
Moving the needle, baby.
Downstairs, Joe was pacing the hall.
I got that card in my hand. Me and Tracy. Come for us if you want. Come for me and Tracy if you want.
All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.